Welcome to Easy Peasy's Week 12 edition. Happy Saturday. Although, if you're listening to this, you're a big college football fan, and you know Week 12 is not really happy because it means college football is coming to an end. We still have a whole big bowl season and playoffs and stuff, but the regular season is over next week after rivalry week. So because of that, as you also know, this is Cupcake Week. So it's a weird slate. Not a ton of great games, though. You do have a few nuggets in there. Hopefully the boys and I can give you a few really good picks as you're planning your gambling on Saturday. I mean, like I said, I didn't love the card. So I'm not going to put a lot of money. I'm going to bet very responsibly this Saturday. So I'm not really going to, you know, risk life and limb. But here's what I like. I did find three that I do actually feel pretty confident about. The first one is Duke minus 3.5 over Virginia. That game is at Virginia, but they're not very good. And Duke is going to be bouncing back after a hard-fought loss to rival North Carolina. They're going up against a Virginia squad that gives up 32 points a game on average. And Duke might not have the most prolific offense, but I do like them against the defense to get an easy win. Again, don't feel super confident about that one, but anytime that there's a close loss, I do like a bounce back spot. It's a Virginia team that's not very good. I also like Iowa State plus 7.5 at home versus Texas. Listen, when we started this podcast years ago, our resident Big 12 fan Pierce taught me really fast how, quote, tall the grass is in Ames. And he's not wrong, because weird stuff happens against Iowa State at home, no matter how good the Cyclones are or not that season. For you SEC fans, the equivalent would be like Jordan Hare, prayer Jordan Hare, kick six type vibes. It's not quite as, you know, electric. Point is, I've seen great Oklahoma teams go in there and just not be able to put up points. This Texas team has been struggling ever since that win versus Alabama way back at the beginning of the season. I don't know if Iowa State's going to win, but, like, maybe? I just think the Cyclones have the potential to surprise people. And, again, Texas hasn't really had a great game since that Alabama game. And, finally, I like Tennessee moneyline first quarter. Yes, I'm just betting on the first quarter of this game because I don't know if Tennessee wins. I don't think so. But let's be honest here. Georgia has not had a huge test on the road yet, besides an Auburn team that's very mid at best. And that one came down to the wire. So personally and emotionally, I can't touch this 10.5, 10, depending on what book you're looking at. The total makes me lean over. I'm having it right now at 58.5. I almost took that. But I don't emotionally want to root for Tennessee to score a point. So I'm not going to touch that either. And I don't think Tennessee or Georgia puts up 58.5 by themselves. What I do know is that Josh Heupel is a great first possession game script, their first couple possessions, really, honestly. And we've already seen Tennessee have great first halves and collapse in the second. They did that against Bama. I really thought Tennessee was going to win that game after the first half. I'm going to pair that with Georgia's slow defensive starts. I think the Dogs let the Vols go up early, then turn it up and shut Neyland Stadium up. But I do like the Vols in the first quarter money line. That's what I've got this week. Just to recap, Duke minus 3.5 over Virginia, Iowa State plus 7.5 at home versus Texas, and Tennessee money line first quarter. Hopefully those hit for you. Trying to get back to good graces with y'all since I've not been doing so well. So feel free to fade me and do the exact opposite of what I say. But for now, I'm going to kick it over to the boys. Have yourself a great week.
Welcome back for another edition of our Easy Peasy segment. Week 12, coming off another 3-1 week. Listen, we're starting to pile on some good weeks here, and only 2 weeks left before we get to championship week and bowl games. So need to get in when you can, before we know it, this season is going to be up. So I've got a four-pack for y'all today that I like, and I've identified and have some spots that I think and angles that we use here and reasons why I like these four plays. First off, going to go ahead and lead it off in the Big 12. Got a couple of those this week. Oklahoma State, minus 6.5. I think it might have moved to a touchdown, maybe even 7.5 now. Listen, we were on Oklahoma State 2 weeks ago against Oklahoma. We got off them and actually went against them last week and back UCF. Going to go ahead and get back on Oklahoma State here. It's a spot play for me. They don't have anything next week to look ahead to. Houston has been pushed around by a lot of other clubs in the Big 12 and teams. They got pushed around by Cincinnati. I think Ollie Gordon and company, Ollie Gordon does not appear to be on injury report this week, which is great news. I think he'll run wild here. And I think this is an easy spot for Oklahoma State to come in, get right. Last week was a little bit of a fluke in a way. They were going to lose that game. However, 56-3 or whatever the final ended up being was a little bit ridiculous. They had to pass the ball, took it out of their best player's hands in Ollie Gordon because they got down so quick. Then a torrential rain downpour happened. So just everything went wrong for Oklahoma State. They get right here and beat Houston by at least 10 points, maybe even two touchdowns or more. I like them to easily cruise to a victory here. Going to stay in the Big 12 for my second pick, Kansas State. I got them at 7.5 early in the week. Think it might be at 8.5 now. I like that as well. Listen, Kansas come off a bad loss to Texas Tech. Listen, they also had their quarterback, their backup. Jalen Daniels obviously has been hurt for most of the season. Jason Bean got hurt in that game against Texas Tech, took a couple of big hits. Apparently, he's going to try and go. I think it's a smokescreen, but even if he does go, I don't know how effective they will be. Listen, Kansas State, man, they can run the football. I think they'll be able to run all over this Kansas defense. And then when it comes to the flip side, Kansas's strength on offense is running the football. And Kansas State does a decent job of stopping it. I think Kansas is going to have to pass the ball here in order to keep this within the number. Don't think they'll be able to do that, especially with a dinged up Jason Bean. And if it's their third string who's playing a former walk-on, love this even more. I think Kansas State rolls in this rivalry matchup as they just have the better guys, the better team. Great season for Kansas. Wouldn't shock me at halftime to see this one relatively close. Kansas State pulls away at the very least and covers the spread of by 10-14 with ease. Going to go to a off-the-beaten-path game. Old Dominion plus 6 over Georgia Southern. Listen, early in the week, money showed on Old Dominion. The Sharps obviously piled in on Old Dominion. They do have the worst record between the two teams, but a couple things I really like about this ODU team. They have a better yards per play average than Georgia Southern does. They've also faced a tougher schedule, which means they've been more productive against tougher competition. In four of their losses this year, they've been to teams like Wake Forest and Coastal Carolina. Who else? James Madison. All those losses, even though they were losses, were by 3 or 4 points. Georgia Southern is not as good as those teams. I think ODU goes in there and gets this win, plus 6. I love it. I might even sprinkle a little bit on the money line. I think they come in and prove that, their record is a little bit worse because they've played such tough competition this year, and they've done a good job against that tough competition, just couldn't squeak out an upset victory in any of those. So, like Old Dominion plus 6. And last but not least, going to go back to the well. I feel like I've had a play on this team the last few weeks. Like the under 59 in the Georgia-Tennessee game. Listen, I don't know who is going to, I don't like playing the spread in this one just because could I see an angle where Georgia wins by 10-17, sure. Maybe even more, 20. Do I see an angle where Tennessee keeps this close? Sure. In both situations, I'm kind of looking at if Georgia plays really well, a 37-17 type of ball game, which gets us under the numbers. And if it's closer, I think it's more like a 27-20 type of matchup. I don't see, could Georgia get to 40? Yes, if that's the case, that means Tennessee's going to have to throw. I think that probably means that they're not going to get into the mid to high 20s. So, I like this under 59. It seems a little bit overinflated. I know Tennessee's defense hasn't been great, but they're going to come out very hyped up for this one. Crowd's going to be loud. I think this is an under all day, every day. So give me the under 59 in Georgia and Tennessee. Best of luck this week, and I'll see y'all at the window.
Hey, everyone. Hank here, bringing you another edition of the Easy Peasies. I am in the car about to be to Knoxville, Tennessee to watch Georgia whoop up on the Volunteers. So apologize for any audio quality issues that may be happening here, but we'll get right into it. I'm going to start off with North Carolina plus 7 against Clemson. I just think that, this is strength on strength like we talked about with the offense of North Carolina and the defense of Clemson. And while, some say good offense beats good defense, I don't necessarily think that'll be the case here. I think Clemson can probably come away with a win here if they have a decent offensive showing. But I do think that a good offense at least keeps it close against a good defense. So I think this one stays within the number. I think Drake May and company can keep it close. and cover this touchdown spread. So give me UNC plus 7. Next, I'm going with Kansas State minus 8 over Kansas. This really boils down to Kansas' defense just being pretty awful, and Kansas State will be able to kind of work and run first, second down, and then Will Howard can do his job from there. I think they'll kind of do whatever they want here and control the game on the offensive side of the ball. And even if Jason Bean plays, I just don't think that'll be enough to make a difference here and make up for that lackluster defense. So give me Kansas State minus 8 in this rivalry game against Kansas. Next, going to probably my favorite play of the week. This is one I was going back and forth on the pick pod earlier this week. I don't even remember what I ended up picking, but more I've kind of listened to some things and done some research. I think this one's probably my favorite play, but that's Oregon State minus 1 against Washington. I think if they come out with the right game plan and they are able to run the ball consistently and control the time of possession, keep the ball out of Michael Penix's hands, I think they can come out with an upset win here, really. And it's kind of the line's a little bit fishy too to me. I mean, it is only at 1, but you know, I'm sure the public's probably, I haven't looked, but I'm sure the public's on Washington, and yet they're the higher ranking, but yet they're the dog. So Vegas is telling me something there as well, so that's just a tack on to how I think that they can play this game and can come away with a win. Seems like that is the right side to be on. So give me Oregon State minus 1. I'll probably make that a little 2-unit play. And then lastly, partly because I'll be at the game, but also because I believe that the Dogs can get it done, I'm going with Georgia minus 10 against Tennessee here in Knoxville. And then I'm also bonus kind of play, throw that out there, the under 29.5. So like I said on the podcast, I think it may be a kind of slower start for Georgia and company with Carson Beck, you know, his first true road test in a real raucous environment. I mean, Auburn was definitely, and we saw how close that game was, and this is just, in my opinion, if not same level, just a notch above, but I think he could possibly, you know, be a little shaky to start, and that's where the under 29.5 play comes from. Tennessee, I don't believe, is going to be able to score too much on this Georgia defense. Maybe, like most teams have proven, they might score on this first drive or two once those script plays run out. I don't see them scoring too much more. So the under 29.5, and then like I was alluding to back in the podcast, I think eventually Carson Beck gets to see it under him, and we, the Georgia Bulldogs, that is, can pull away and cover that minus 10. So taking Georgia minus 10 and the first half under in that game. But that'll do it for me. Hopefully I can turn it around here and get you up to the pay window on some of these plays after a couple bad weeks. And have a great Saturday, everyone, and go Dawgs.